Counties as geographically diverse as Fulton and Niagara have already sold their nursing homes, and counties around the state, including Albany, DuBenne, Washington, and Chautauqua, have also considered selling or closing the homes. Stephen Aquario, the executive director of the New York State Association of Counties, says it's the first tangible effect of the financial vice that counties face. He says the closure of the nursing homes would be a break in a tradition that dates back to colonial days, when local governments provided almshouses and early hospitals for the needy. He says while counties remain financially afloat, they are starting to suffer from a kind of social bankruptcy when they are unable to provide core social services.
This is the first casualty that we've seen of this social bankruptcy, or this moral obligation, if you will, of local officials striving to provide a true local service for their constituents. Having to sell this asset that they've had for hundreds of years, or close this asset, which was the case in Niagara County, which simply closed its doors for this service a few years ago. This is the first specific example of that social bankruptcy.
Aquario says the 2% property tax cap approved last year by Governor Cuomo and the legislature is contributing to counties' fiscal squeeze. Counties rely on property taxes for much of their revenue to provide services. He says costs for pensions and health care, including the pensions of the workers at the nursing homes, are rising, and counties believe that there are too many unfunded mandates that add to their cash crunch. The state controller, Tom DiNapoli, in a recent report, said all local governments in New York face a grim new fiscal reality as tax revenues and state and federal aid decline, unemployment remains high, and the recession continues to linger. Aquario says he doesn't believe that private nursing homes can pick up the slack. He says most of the county nursing home residents are on Medicaid, which many private facilities are reluctant to accept.
The counties are the provider of last resort. And many areas of the state, private nursing homes typically wouldn't take a 90-plus bed population of Medicaid recipients. That's what these county homes do. They largely serve a very high Medicaid population, which carry with it limited reimbursement, and we have the high operating costs. So it's not an easy answer.
He says many county leaders are loath to close the nursing homes or scale back services, but feel they have no choice. Counties have asked state officials to grant the 34 nursing homes across New York a special status to gain more funds, but so far they've received no answer. And Aquario says New York is not alone. States including Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Texas are also selling public nursing homes or closing them altogether in what he calls a troubling trend. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.